Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thank you very much. Being part of my day, and very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We're just about sitting on 15 and a half years of her membership in our Brain Trust. She was with us way back in the early part of 98, and over the years she's been so been such a great resource for us on so many levels. She's the author of the J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes series, now out in the new edition, and a number of other books, including a new one that we're talking about, Smooth Sailing. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Smooth Failing. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the cover here, and there's a boat on the thing, and I had that in my head, Barbara. Smooth Failing, Barbara Weltman. I'm going to stop talking and let you straighten me out. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Much. The book is the subtitle is Top Industry Leaders Share Their Secrets for Turning Pain into Profit. And the idea behind the book is the fact that we all have made mistakes in business, but if we can share these mistakes with others, then perhaps other people won't have to make them. And
yeah.
I think that's, and the fact also shows that even the best, most successful people make whoppers from mistakes.
My favorite thing to do whenever I read an autobiography, in fact, one of the main reasons I read autobiographies, especially business people, is I love getting to the part where they absolutely did a bonehead thing, or they tried something it was, you know, they should have figured out, or what, or even if it wasn't bonehead, it just they thought it was going to be great, and it turned out bad. Those kinds of things are the best lessons. And Barbara, you know, I interview a lot of small business owners. You and I are, but we're not regular Main Street small business owners like the millions of them out there are. But whenever I interview any of them, that's one of the things I say. Tell me, you're successful now, but tell us what happened, you know, when it didn't go that way. And those are the best lessons.
Not only the best lessons, but sometimes the biggest mistakes present tremendous opportunities. Sometimes something goes terribly wrong and your road is blocked in a certain direction, and it forces you to come up with a new solution. And sometimes that leads you down a path that's even better.
Well, there's no question about it, because what happened, I've said this many times, Barbara, whenever I'm successful, whenever I do something, and man, this is great. This turned out great. Obviously, I'm so smart. and you start celebrating, and you don't learn anything from it. But if you have a mistake, if you have a failure of some kind, it causes you to be a little more introspective, doesn't it? You slow down a little bit, and you say, okay, what happened? And that's where, I think that's where you find the real solutions, don't you?
Well, absolutely. The golfer Bobby Jones said something just like that. He said, I never learned anything when I won. You know,
he
always learned stuff when he lost.
Well, and you know,
and that's it.
The thing is that I've said many times, Barbara, on this show, that that if you can't get comfortable with failure, you're probably never going to reach the full potential for your success. Because failure is the harness mate of success, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that you just ask any successful person, and they will tell you about their experience, and their experience shows that they've had numerous setbacks. Things happen externally, or they make bad decisions, or things just happen. And the success comes in figuring out ways to overcome problems,
mm-hmm.
ways to go in uncharted directions, and that's where success is.
and you perseverance. You learn about you when you fail. That's when you find out what you're made of, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the people who you don't hear about are those people that didn't get back up on the horse.
That's exactly right. Well said.
So, you know, yeah. So I think it's and you know what? It's also a little bit of fun to. I think we all get a little bit of a little charge out of seeing that these very successful people are so human, mm-hmm. that they make mistakes. That how could they're so great? How could they have done this?
Go back and read William Macy's story from the 1800s, how long it took him to get, how many times he went bankrupt before he hit on the right Macy's combination. Go back and read how long it took. Henry Ford was 51 when he hit on his most famous invention, the automation system he used for Ford Motor Company. We're going to take a quick break. 20 till. The book is called Smooth Failing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.